Biden condemns violence after Trump assassination attempt. Takes no responsibility for anti-Trump rhetoric. By Christina Wong on July 14, 2024. President Joe Biden delivered a short address to the nation on Sunday after an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump that has shaken the nation. President Biden said he spoke to Trump in a short but good conversation. The president added that he and First Lady Jill Biden are keeping him and his family in their prayers. He then went on to extend condolences to the family of the victim who was killed. Biden expressed gratitude to the Secret Service and other law enforcement. He condemned this kind or any violence but did not take any responsibility for his use of divisive language against Trump. Last week, during a call with donors, Biden said, according to Politico, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. During his statement on Sunday, Biden called for unity. Unity is the most elusive goal of all, but nothing is important than that right now. Unity will debate and will disagree. That's not going to change. But we're gonna not lose sight of the fact who we are as Americans, he said. The president said he and Vice President Kamala Harris were briefed on the situation by his Homeland Security team, including FBI Director Christopher Wray, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, his Homeland Security Advisor and National Security Advisor, and said they would continue to be briefed. He explained that the FBI is leading an investigation, which is still in its early stages. Biden said there was no information about the motive of the shooter yet. He went on to urge everyone not to make assumptions about the shooter's motives or his affiliations. I've instructed that this investigation be thorough and swift, and the investigators will have every resource they need to get this done, he stated. Amid criticism of the level of protection for Trump from supporters, Biden said he has been consistent in his direction with the Secret Service to provide Trump with every resource, capability, and protective measures necessary to ensure his continued safety. Biden said he directed the Secret Service to review all security measures for the Republican National Convention, scheduled to begin Monday. The president said he also directed an independent review to assess exactly what happened and would share the results of the review with the American public. He added that he would be speaking more later in the day in greater length from the Oval Office. President Biden did not take any questions. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.